Let me tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain, a wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. Hey. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Matt, yesterday I did some voting on the internet, and I asked some people to participate because I thought it was kind of fun that I pinned it as like, oh, it's Matt versus CJ. Who's going to win the Alliance for Women in Media's award for best radio personalities? One of us. It didn't occur to me that neither of us would win.
Oh, well,
we were about to say that, but I wanted to get that out first.
Okay, there's like five other nominees at least.
Yeah, there were seven people nominated, seven shows. Neither of Matt, no Waterloo Media property won, and no show that won Matt, that had Matt on it won. So it didn't occur to me to do that. So I had a big plan and a game to play today that we will not be playing until next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, for the next gala?
Yeah, I would also like to let my former roommate, coworker, who's on the board for the Alliance for Women in Media, who raises money for scholarships. They do a lot of great charitable work. I told my old roommate, my friend on the board, Miranda. I told Miranda last night what I told her last year. I said, I'm not coming next year. That was the last thing I said to her. And this time I mean it, which I also said to her the year before.
Okay.
But Matt and I are not winners, if you were wondering. However,
hey, didn't Miranda win something, though?
Yeah.
Oh, crap, dude. I should have started it with that.
Yeah, she actually won.
You might want to congratulate
my coworkers,
the multitude of people in this building that did win awards.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're making it about yourself, CJ.
I kind of am, instead of...
Yeah. Dude. Like that one thing you did, you know, when you went up to...
Let me tell the story later.
Okay.
Spencer,
okay.
I got a great story of how I ruined... Like, if you think this is uncomfortable, just wait till I tell you what I did after I didn't win the award last night. It was... Spencer, you know how someone that loves you sees you do something dumb and wrong and they get mad and upset for you? That's how Spencer is. That's how he's feeling. I can tell.
Sometimes.
Because also he's associated with me.
Well, okay. I think it's the embarrassment that I feel on behalf of you.
Oh, really? You know what else?
I wasn't embarrassed for myself because I were associated. I'm like, oh, what's he doing?
You were embarrassed on behalf of me.
It's going much longer than I expected.
But
you
are also associated with me in the fact that someone called you CJ last night.
Oh, yeah. we're
not.
Shout out.
Hey, like I said, when I'm finalist for these awards or whatever, it's not because I'm good or they're dissing the rest of you on the show. It's because they don't know what it is and they need one more name to put in there. Now, my next theory, I was asked because our company is a sponsor of the Alliance for Women in Media that we all know and love, was asked to present an award.
Right.
And here is my thought yesterday. I kind of started spiraling about this, but pulled out. They're like, hey, do you want to be one of the people that go up and give an award? And I was like, oh, yeah. And it's like, wait a minute. Do they know I'm not going to win? And that's why they're asking me to do this, because they already know I'm not going to win. Like, why am I going to go if I'm not going to win? It became a sad day. Let's just say that. But know what's going to turn it around and make it happy?
What?
Me telling you the story of how uncomfortable it was for me to embarrass myself. Okay. And the fact you two got to witness it and we have video.
Can I tell you that there's no way you were more uncomfortable last night for anything you did than I was, simply for wearing the pants that I was wearing that were made for a much smaller me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my entire suit. There got to be more events during the year so I know what's happening with that suit. But Ooh, talk about, ladies, I know how you feel when you got to get in the swimsuit at the beginning of the summer.
I know that I wasn't the only one worried that my shirt was going to become untucked immediately whenever I raised my hand to hug someone, lucked out. Because I found a shirt, and apparently I found out that Shaquille O'Neal makes shirts for big and tall boys.
Oh, really?
And so it was just long enough to where I didn't have to tuck it in every 10 minutes.
Or tighten the belt to where it hurts. Yeah. That's why
that makes sense. That's why. Is that why Shaq's face was printed all over the shirt?
Yeah. You can see the, we're going to post the photos.
Is that why you wore blackface, too?
No.
What's better than toast, cheese, and butter? Maybe nothing. It's Grilled Cheese Day. Today's the greatest because it's National Grilled Cheese Day, one of the greatest treats you've ever had as a kid. And you know what?
What?
Still as an adult.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A grilled cheese is a pretty tasty thing, but is it just a sidekick? And when I tried to make one the other day, I screwed it up.
Grilled cheese is great. I had a fight with my my other show. Those guys say that a grilled cheese is essentially worthless.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What?
I don't get it.
How effing dare they?
I don't know. I think a grilled cheese is wonderful.
Why? What are they?
Let me guess, they don't make it big enough?
They were just like, well, I don't understand the point. It's not a real sandwich. There needs to be something in there. And it needs to like be like melted cheese on something inside of bread is now a sandwich. But just the cheese, you're missing. You need to have ham or bacon or something in there.
Do they like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Well, that's
dude?
Two things in bread. Well, technically, this is butter, too.
It's also not a protein.
But here's the thing is
I'm insulted somehow.
I don't need to get angry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I agree that it's better with ham or bacon.
I'm furious.
But then it's not a grilled cheese sandwich. Then it's a panini or a melt. Or then it's not a grilled cheese. Sometimes grilled cheese in itself is good. And
it's really good.
The best part about grilled cheese is the toast doesn't fall away like bread, and it's just right, and the butter makes it hold and absorb. You dip it into stuff. It's delicious like that. But the problem is...
No, I get Bob. I thought Chewy liked food, though.
It's not enough. That's
insane. Yeah. You're supposed to take it and dip it in tomato soup.
He did say he would have it with soup. He said it just has to come with something. He said it's just a weird kind of side dish. He was just like, it's not a thing. It's
side?
Not an entree. A grilled cheese is not worthwhile.
Well, that's why you make four of them when you're big like us. You can eat four.
The average American eats 36 grilled cheeses in a year.
Wow, I'm not an average American.
You know? See, I'm not one of those. Maybe I would be if I knew how to cook them. Now, I'm not ashamed of asking. I've been ordering off the kids' menu recently when I DoorDash a favor to save money. I'm like, I'll get a kid's burger. I'll get a grilled cheese. Oh, they have corn dogs? I've been doing that along with whatever we get for everyone else.
Really?
And it's been pretty cool. Because I can get like a $3 corn dog, a $3 grilled cheese, $3 tater tots, and then I have like a whole
you
ass...
think that they would question you ordering off the kid's menu?
Well, we're ordering like something for my my lover, too. She's getting something for her, so she's
Anybody
getting an adult...
Anybody who's ever met you would not question your ability to order off the children's menu.
Fair enough.
Okay, thank you.
What's that movie, Jack, where Robin Williams grew up and looks like an adult, but he's still a kid inside?
No, that's a movie called CJ.
Pretty much. What do you think like the J stands for? Jerking off. Sorry, I beefed it out. I realized recently I don't know how to make a grilled cheese. It's difficult, and I screw it up. I don't know how to make a grilled cheese. I don't do it right, and it doesn't taste good in the same. It's one of those things. Same with making rice. I can cook a lot of stuff. I can smoke a lot of meats. I can make a nice fruit salad. But I can't grill cheese.
I would not admit that.
That's a shame. You know who else doesn't know how to make grilled cheese? Gordon Ramsay. You can go watch it on YouTube. It's actually a video. It's embarrassing.
Oh, he's trying to do that?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, he's this Gouda and all this fancy cheese. And he puts it in like a cast iron pan and throws it in the fireplace, and it gets too hot, it burns the bread and doesn't melt the cheese.
Yeah, see, I don't burn it.
And he takes a bite,
right,
and he puts kimchi on it, and I'm like, that's not a grilled cheese anymore.
It's
delightful.
If you don't get the butter bread mix right, it's just hard.
Please go look that video up.
I would. That's me. I don't know how to make a grilled cheese, and I'm kind of starting to think that maybe my lover is right, and my mom did coddle me a bit too much. Because, you know when the last time I had a grilled cheese was?
Your mama made it?
Yeah, when I visited my mom.
Oh, man.
And she was making one for my nephew. And I was like, and she goes, honey, do you want a grilled cheese? She still calls me that.
I was like,
yeah, mom, thank you. Can you add a little bit of protein on there?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. No.
What's your favorite thing about you?
It's time for Parent Pickup.
Welcome back to the Parent Pickup, but hey, you didn't go anywhere, did you? It's Matt Bearden here on the Matt Bearden CJ Morgan Show.
That's right. I had bought the naming rights to your show. It's Matt Bearden's The CJ Morgan
Show.
And
that would be mine.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's your favorite thing about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
you sold me the naming rights to your show?
No, that I'm part of Matt Bearden's CJ Morgan Show.
Okay. Hey, something when we try to have these conversations with our kids, I get in the habit of just going, hey, how was your day? Every time I pick up my daughter, hey, how was your day? What happened? You got any homework? It's the same kind of repetitive questions, and it probably is annoying to hear.
But occasionally, maybe you need more.
Yeah, you do. And we've been talking here, and I think we talked about it a couple times this week, about imposter syndrome and the things that happen to us as adults where we are filled with self-doubt at time. And I was reading an article, and someone just brought up a really good question. I was like, oh, you know what? I think I should be asking my kids this about them, and that is, what's your favorite thing about yourself? Not only is it something new and interesting to talk to them about, but it's a chance for them to discuss something that they're proud of. It also lets me secretly in on their life and finding out, what are the things that are important to my kid?
And you're not getting a one-word answer.
Right. If they do answer, which is going to take a little bit of work, but what happens is it helps me center future conversations, too, with my kid, because I know a little more about, you know, kind of where they're striving, what their goals are. They may not say it directly, but I can kind of discern, if they start telling me their favorite things about themselves, what's important to them, right?
Yeah.
Like if my daughter says, I don't know, how fast I can run, or if she says, oh, I like my hair, then I'd be like, okay, my daughter's in one of those times where her appearance is very important, and it gives me hints, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, if it's a stranger and these are thought starters you hear at a workshop exercise in a boardroom or a conference, please don't do it. No small talk like that. If you notice, that's become like, you know, those people are super positive sometimes, and that's how they want to talk to you. I'm like, no, man, I just want to give you a yes or no. But, you know, I haven't thought about that. It's making me think about, and I wish I'd thought about this before, when I'm talking to my nephew on the phone, who's now 11 or 12.
Right.
And is at the age to where he's very closed off and like into his own thing. I mean, I get it. He's about to become a teenager in, you know, a couple of years. So it's harder. So I'm like, oh, I need to ask like actual kind of cool questions that make him think about himself and whatnot, not just try to treat him like a little kid.
Yeah. Well, when I talk to my kids, I want to know, you know, what do they, how do they see themselves in the future? But if I say, how do you see yourself in the future? What an open-ended giant question is that? And that's hard to wrap a brain around. But if I just say, what is your favorite thing about you? I have a better chance of maybe getting an answer. Now, CJ, do you think you'd ever ask your lover? As you call her now? Do you think you'll ever ask your lover? What's your favorite thing about yourself?
I think it, you know, she likes talking. I think it would please her. If I were to
ask her questions?
Yeah, to do
instead
that.
Instead of ignoring her when you get home?
The problem is if you think I'm self-deprecating and hate myself, I at least kind of have like a little bit of ego defense. She doesn't, man. She does not like herself. So I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to try it tonight, and I'm going to record it, but I'm going to talk about pleasure like that. I'm going to use that voice and, like, call her my lover. I'm going to say, hey, lover. I was wondering, what's your favorite thing?
Can you ask you? I ask you for a favor,
about
just
yourself.
The one. For parent pickup, can you make one segment not creepy? Can it be the one where we're talking to the other parents or whatever?
Yeah,
can
yeah.
Show
go
the
ahead.
One segment that doesn't get kind of creepy.
This is a child-centric like topic too. Well, so I don't understand where you got to bring in the.
Well,
creeps.
If you're a parent and you're listening to 101X, or you have your kids in the car and you're listening to 101X, I'm assuming you're kind of a cool parent.
We kind of get it. But also, if you're listening, you might not know this, but I'm going to reinforce it. I got tired of finding a word to call my partner, girlfriend, roommate, fiance. So I think lovers is kind of funnier.
It's just so creepy.
I know.
It's so creepy.
I was going to say, there's plenty of words available. Why were you searching for one? You could have used any of those.
It just popped in my head. That's a good one.
It is. Okay. Like, it's such like a weird like 70s thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you should be that guy who wears like just the all white linen, you know? And it's just like, my lover.
My lover and I.
Yeah. Is that your favorite thing about you, that you...
courting my lover?
That you make people uncomfortable with your words?
Kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Well, not just words.
Yeah. Stare. A little bit of that.
Actions, body language.
Smell. that could be it. Anyhow, ask your kids, what's your favorite thing about the CJ Morgan Show? Smell, that is. All right, Nick's here. We're going to do some bets. Two shows over on ESPN Austin. They're getting a brand new studio. Matt, have you seen their new studio?
It's way nicer than any studio I've ever worked in.
It's got wood panel, and it's got golden tee.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, we got a TV so we can watch sports.
It's just the frat house scene. And I love that they gave you all these really uncomfortable high chair stools like you would see on an actual ESPN TV show.
Look, when they pitched that idea to us for the 102.7 ESPN Man Cave, they said Lazy Boys. So I'm glad that they're already breaking promises.
They were describing the three of you guys.
But you're not lazy. You actually wrote some bets for us and came in on a Friday after your show. So let's do it. Matt versus CJ, what's this week's bets?
Well, the first one is kind of lazy because I just wrote down Austin FC. I don't know anything about the Austin FC. I know you're a big fan. So, CJ, what's the bet that we should do about the Austin FC?
I mean, just we always do win, lose, draw.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're playing like Monterey this week.
St. Louis, I believe, on Sunday.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm going to say. I know there's weird specialty stuff coming up, but they didn't qualify. So
This Sunday they'll be playing St. Louis,
the Battle Hawks.
Yeah, and I believe they'll actually be in St. Louis.
I think they're on a hot streak. I think they're doing great. I'm going to go with the draw.
Such confidence.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that I don't think you're expecting me to say because I haven't said it yet this season, but I'm actually going to go for the win for Austin FC. St. Louis, super hot additional team last year, but I think they're now having the season that FC had last year. And so,
and FC's first year. Yeah. And FC's this year.
Hey.
Probably next year.
Austin's turning it around. They've got a lot more strength and a lot more players available to them. So I go Austin.
Okay, go Austin. FC.
All right, the Masters is currently going as we speak. And I want to know who ends up with the better score at the Masters, Tiger Woods or Jordan Spieth? And I will tell you, Jordan Spieth's disastrous performance this morning. He shot a quadruple bogey on hole 15. That's a score of 9, which is not good.
On one hole.
On one hole. He got 9 strokes.
I thought after five, they bust you.
Yeah, does today count in the overall stuff?
Yeah, it would be fine. Who ends up just at the end of the tournament?
I mean, I'll still go Jordan Spieth. Because...
It's interesting because Tiger Woods, he's going up. He's trying to set the Masters record for most consecutive cuts. He's currently tied with Gary Player and Fred Couples, so he's got extra incentive to make the cut.
Yeah, he's been cut a lot. So
might not make the cut either.
Yeah, I will go Tiger Woods over Spieth because, I mean, I'm assuming that he's going to have a kind of a disastrous score today, right?
I mean, he was finishing up the first round because they got postponed by the thunderstorms. So he has to do a whole nother round after that.
Well, he will come back and be really good. He's a great golfer and he's a YouTube Longhorn. So I think he'll be great. But for the sake of the fact that I'm betting against CJ, I'll take Woods.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. That evens out the bet a little bit.
Are you going Jordan?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Absolutely.
All right, in the NBA, we're wrapping up the regular season. CJ's beloved Mavericks play the Detroit Pistons tonight in Dallas.
Hey.
Detroit is the worst team in the NBA, so I want to know which is higher, Luka's point total or the entire Pistons collective three-point shooting average.
Here's the thing, Nick, and I'm gonna jump in here to make this a little more fair. We should maybe just do Detroit versus Dallas because I think Dallas has already clinched. They already know who they're playing in the first round. Mm-hmm. Even if they move up, it'll be LA.
Clippers. You can do whatever you want. Your show.
I don't think Luka is going to play significant minutes, and I don't think Kai's going
to
play.
That's why I wanted you to really go, okay, Luka, and then I was going to take those Pistons 3-point.
Oh, how about a football bet? The UFL.
It's here.
Three this weekend. Shout out to the Michigan Panthers. They're the one that have kicker Jake Burns. I assume that was a cat and not a whip.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Okay.
He does it.
I appreciate you taking the cut, my guy.
Thank you.
Jake Burns made headlines in week one when he kicked a 64-yarder. That is a record in all of football. It tied the one that Justin Tucker
has
in the NFL. He actually had to kick it twice, a 64-yarder, made it both times because they did the whole freezing the kicker thing. Followed that up with a 62-yarder last week. So now I want to know, how long will the longest field goal by Jake Burns be this week?
57.
All right.
I will say 56.
There you go. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nick. 102.7 ESPN Austin. Make sure you listen to both of the shows.
Game Time with Aaron and Nick, 7 to 10.
And from noon to 2.
Three Guys on Sports with Sawyer Stoll and Noah Kreitz.
I was asked by our company to get up on stage, present an award last night to the best television personality in Austin, and I ruined it. I messed up. I talked for way too long. I rambled about nonsense. Hold on, guys. We'll get to it. And I brought a bag of props on stage to do bits. I made myself uncomfortable last night. And I'm going to tell a story of my failure and confession and how I beat myself up, but righteously so. Here's the deal. We had an awards gala last night.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of you have work things like this, but this is pretty special to us. It's the Alliance for Women in Media. They raise money for scholarships. We're right in the middle of awards season, and they did a little gala. It's all the people in media, TV, news, newspaper, that sort of junk. And we, for some reason, are presenting the last award, which is Best Television Personality in Austin. I guess our company's a corporate sponsor, right. You know, and the big awards, if you're a sponsor, you get to do it. So they asked me, they're like, hey, do you want to present an award? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Happens to be this one. And Matt, I've been bragging all week that I'm a professional. I know how to handle myself whenever it comes to doing something like this, to not making it about me.
Well, that's the most important thing at an award ceremony like this, is that it really is about the attendees and the nominees and the award recipient. And I'm glad that you decided to go in with the attitude of, hey, this is not about me.
Absolutely. And we've been to these things, and we know that when you're a speaker, that brevity... Wait. It's important.
Yeah. You guys went to the same gala as me?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought something up there and interrupted there, Spencer, because CJ, I know that you went in with the intention of not making it about you, but can we talk about what exactly happened last night?
Yeah, I absolutely failed. I was horrible.
100%. It made me uncomfortable.
I'm embarrassed.
I was like, he keeps talking. Why isn't this ending?
I screwed up.
Some guy from the table next to me was like, oh, that's CJ.
And it's even, that hearing it from Spencer makes it even worse.
I'm sorry, dude.
I screwed up. But let me tell you why it's someone else's fault first. Okay.
By the way, can people, at least while you're talking, can we give them a mental image of what walked up on stage?
So here's the deal.
You wearing a stick-on mustache on top of your mustache.
Yeah.
And which, then you ripped it off.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go with the whole thing. I just want them to sit with that image while he tells us why it's somebody else's fault. I just want them to know that you were up there wearing a fake mustache on top of your own mustache.
Well, the radio award happens. I don't win, so I'm already thrown off. And, you know...
He didn't even expect... He didn't think you were going to win,
I've got my bag of props. And
why did you bring your bag of props?
To have a prop, Spencer.
You don't carry with you everywhere.
It was a terrible idea. It was absolutely terrible.
This is so good.
And glad you did it, though. Well, we get this segment now.
I'm just embarrassed that I screwed up, because it threw me off, because I had the short thing I was going to say and do it. But it all threw me off, because an award would happen, they would play music, people would walk up, accept their award, go take a photo.
Right.
Well, in this case, one of the two hosts of the show... from another radio station, Brad Booker, his show won the award.
Yeah, congrats to them.
Congrats. So they're walking up the rest of his show. There's no music playing. The DJ doesn't play any music. So that's kind of weird. And then Brad goes, oh, CJ, come on up here. Because we're sitting like right up front. CJ, come on up here. So I start walking up there. And he walks off to go take a photo with his team. And I go to the mic, and I'm like, sorry, CJ couldn't be here. And then I go, rip off the mustache and go,
just sitting on top of your own mustache.
It's me, CJ. One bit. If you're going to do a bit, do one.
You would have been fine. You did do a couple more bits after that. Yeah. And I'm only bringing it up so that you'll feel the discomfort again.
No, it is so discomfortable. And the thing is just do one. But I was thrown off because it was so weird what happened. And here's why it's weird. There was no music. There was no announcement that said, and now from, then this is what I should have walked up there and done. And now from Waterloo Media, here's CJ Morgan to present the award for Best Television Personality in Austin.
And no one taken the mustache off and said, hi, everybody, I'm CJ Morgan.
But no one did that. The host walked off to take photos with his group. There was no music, so I walk up there.
He got surprised. He won.
I know.
He was the host, and he won something.
Instead, I'm up there on the dais, and what I should have done is said, hi, I'm CJ from Waterloo Media, here to present Best in TV. If I was going to do the dumb joke, do it then and go, all right, and now the winner is, and do that. That's the other thing I forgot is they, I kept looking. I kept waiting for an envelope.
That was the other thing he did. Is he goes? He goes. And now the winner is C.J. Morgan. And then you presented kind of a lookalike statue. That's what they were giving out last
night. That's not what I did. What I said was, and oh, by the way, I brought my own Best Radio Award that I won 10 years ago. But I started talking about news and news coverage and how people get it from how we have to rely on Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan.
You started taking shots at Sinclair Media.
And Sinclair Media.
We're all sitting there.
But the thing, now I feel less embarrassed about my ranting.
I'll give you a little credit. Someone earlier made a shot at like Clear Channel or whatever, iHeartMedia, at least earlier on.
As they should.
But way in the beginning.
But again, I was going too long. No one up there knew who I was because no one introduced me or said Waterloo Media is doing this award. No one knew it was the last award, the TV award. It took the piss out of the girl. But now I honestly, I feel a little better about going on long and rambling. And I think I know why my brain, remembering back, why my brain was double triggered. It wasn't just that there was no music and no introduction. It was that I didn't have the name. They didn't give me the envelope. Like, they stood there and they were confused by what Brad Booker did too. I didn't have a name until like I had already talked for 2 minutes.
Brad, who all Brad did was
do a great
job at emceeing for an hour or so, then win an award. But apparently, it's all his fault.
Yeah. That's what I just said. But you know, you did laugh a little bit, right?
No, of course I laughed.
It was very uncomfortable.
Because I don't take those things seriously, and if anybody else was there taking it seriously, I think they did it wrong. It was a fun night, and what you did was stupid and funny. And I, you know what I mean?
I ruined it for that Fox News reporter,
can I
though,
say
that
something?
Won the award.
I know that you say that you feel embarrassed, but the only people you embarrassed yourself in front of are all of your peers in the industry. So don't worry about it.
In Austin.
Literally everybody who does any hiring in this field was there, and you just embarrassed yourself in front of them. That's all.
Feel free to bust ass.
The internet has never been so easy. The internet.
There's another new health trend, and of course it's starting with some old hippie lady on TikTok. It's called a fart walk. And every guy has known about this since
a fart walk?
We're very young. Fart walk.
I thought everyone did this.
I thought so too, but the internet's raving about it. That's what we're talking about on the segment.
Every guy who's ever been dating a girl has gone on a fart
and done
walk.
A fart
it's
walk.
It's called, excuse me, I think I forgot something in the car. I'll be right back.
Let's get to me going on some bad fart dates, but first let's get to 70-year-old cookbook author Marilyn Smith. Maybe this is just a female thing. They're the ones that are like discovering it.
They hold it in like we hold our emotions.
Yeah, and that's
in.
Why they're so mean. Check out fart walks.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does.
It's weird seeing someone who's trying to be my hot grandma do this thing.
It's the walking. It's not the farting necessarily. You're going on a nice little walk. There's studies that say
yes.
A walk after a meal is a good thing.
Absolutely.
It's because I'm no. I almost called her the B word. I was like, no, bitch.
Mad.
Stop. Fart wherever you got to. I mean, in the bathroom or outside, preferably, but
it probably doesn't hurt, but you're right.
I know,
like, it's the other stuff, being active after eating.
To me, it's annoying that she's spending, like, this is going to help you age wonderfully.
I'm so confused. I didn't realize that's what she meant. I thought a fart walk. I go on a fart walk. That's when I walk down to the fart store to buy farts after dinner and bring them home to my family.
Gotta get fart supplies.
I don't know if you know this, so we got to tell our interns we need help, but the machine here is running out of farts every time we press this button.
Yeah.
So we got to get him to refill the farts.
Fill it up.
Yeah.
The fart bucket.
I've done a couple of pretty embarrassing fart walks, and it's all been like at hanging out with a lady when you're kind of new and you don't know each other well. You don't want to fart a lot. You don't want to do that. It hurts so much to hold it in your stomach.
It does.
And we had dinner at her house, and for some reason, I was like, she's like, I want to cook you something. I'm like, oh, ribs would be good. I felt like having ribs.
Hey, let's have beans, too.
Well, also, like, ribs, that's not a make out after you eat food.
That's a real messy food. I wouldn't necessarily gone with that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, also, she didn't have a smoker. And I'm like, oh, you can do it in the oven. I don't know why I said ribs. It was so stupid.
You just hadn't had ribs in a while, I guess.
But, she lived in one of those like old houses. Like, it's not the Hyde Park neighborhood, but it's kind of around there.
So it already smells like farts.
Yeah. So there's no central AC. There's no, like, it's all wooden floors. It's all, like, it's just a very old cavernous house. And she had two roommates. And I was like, oh, dude, man, this hurts so bad. I got to fart.
The acoustics have to be amazing in that house.
Dude, the acoustics were great. And you know what my genius idea was to, like, kind of quell my fart? I thought if I did it in the toilet, it would help.
that's like a bowl or an amplifier.
It's so much louder. It shook the house.
It scared the girl. She almost had a fart attack.
It was so bad. It's so embarrassing. One of those things where I was kind of mortified. But then, you know, this is like the third, fourth day. Like, we'd been hanging out for a while. But I swear I hear her. They're also like in grad school. So these girls were all still in kind of college, like secondary college. And I hear her roommates like studying and have people over. And I hear like the polite trying not to laugh.
Right.
It was so bad. And then another time, I'm at someone's apartment, and we had already gone out to eat and already kind of gone on a date. And we go back, and her roommates are kind of hanging out, and they have people over, and they're talking. And, you know, we're getting along well. We're feeling the vibe. We'd known each other, but this is essentially a first date where afterwards we go back, and I meet her friends and roommates and stuff. And my stomach is killing me. It's so bad. I know it's just gas, but I try to do the thing where I kind of like walk around and get it out, but it's not working. So I'm bloated. So I go out, like they're doing like games and hanging out. I go out on the patio and I take like the railing. I don't know if you've seen The Last King of Scotland, but I take the railing of the patio.
Was that your inspiration?
Well,
did that happen in the movie?
Yeah, kind of. It actually kind of was. But so I close the door behind me and I make sure they're not like looking. I take the railing and I go.
Oh, you press your stomach against the railing.
And then I push myself up and look to the right, and there's two of her friends out there smoking cigarettes. As I just... it wasn't just that I walked out and farted. It was that
They're like, is that a good technique you're thinking? They're like, is that what you're supposed to do?
Get it out? It looks so weird. They probably thought I was about to puke or something, because I was also moving it.
Is he choking on something? Is he giving himself a self-Heimlich?
We got some kind of sort of breaking news here on the local segment. A stolen 18-wheeler crashed through a DPS office.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's kind of the assumption. We don't know 100% yet, but that is...
So they arrested the guy, and they said they do believe that it has involved... It is criminal.
Yeah, allegedly.
And also, well, yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
He was denied
literally a picture of it. So.
He was denied a CDL license, and it was actually some sort of act of revenge, if I'm not mistaken, from what I read. Out in Brenham, I believe, is where it was.
Man, it was. Or he just heard there would be lots of Bluebell ice cream inside there.
That's crazy, dude. Imagine hijacking anything, I guess. But
yeah, right through the front of it. But also, like...
18-wheeler.
I mean, he did prove that he knew how to drive one of those things. Because he nailed the front door.
Or did he, though? Maybe he was just trying to do donuts and show them. This is pretty nuts. I mean, it's reminiscent of one of the craziest things that happened in Austin when the guy crashed the plane into the IRS building here. After burning down his house and stuff, but you know you're not hurting the man when you do this. You're hurting people who have to go to the DPS to renew their license and wait in line for 8 hours.
God, like the line was long enough already, man.
Like you're. I get that people have the idea of having this weird, strange, angry retribution, but that ain't it, man. You're going against the common innocent people here.
Can I say something, though?
If you're
angry enough to drive a truck through a cop house,
you're probably not thinking about who your target is. Okay,
because there's no way you're not setting yourself up for, you're going to jail. You got to know. It's not like you're getting away with this.
Yeah, you're not getting that license anytime soon, buddy.
Yeah, and 18-wheelers, drivers, stop. Don't put the keys under the sun visor. Remember when that was in every 80s movie?
Yeah, I do.
We should go do a test of that and see how much it works.
Where should we crash it into, though?
The Austin FC Stadium. They don't, get better.
This is pretty horrible with this 18-wheeler. Did you see what happened with the train?
I did not.
It got run on Spencer's mom last night.
That's not true.
Good dude. I got
That's
you,
not
dude.
True.
Jeez. Matt.
What?
We're trying to do serious news here.
I'm sorry. My bad, guys.
Speaking of serious news, there has been an outbreak of tire slashings in the Austin area. Goodnight Ranch neighborhood, which is in southwest Austin near the Onion Creek, the creek itself. Most recent case happened in the early hours of Saturday morning, and I was looking at some of it. It says a resident saw on their surveillance footage that a masked man walked up, tried to open the cars, and then took out a knife and looked in the camera and stabbed the tires. And people are freaking out about it, I guess rightfully so. But my question is I looked on a few other news sites and a few other places, and by cases, there are like three. And then other people are starting to freak out and think stuff's happening that's not. Is this going to create a panic, or is there a tire slasher run amok in the city of Austin?
What kind of panic do you think it could create? Like, people aren't going to go out and start hoarding tires? That's not exactly feasible.
So what's happening?
They cost a lot.
Well, I would say this. As a room full of three guys who all have a spare tire around their waist, we should be concerned about a tire slasher.
Okay, here's what I meant by creating a panic. I guess I should clarify a little bit. The city of Austin already told KXAN, the police department, like, we're understaffed. We can't proactively patrol every neighborhood. We can't be everywhere. And that's, you know, police are, they respond to calls
right.
and stuff like that. So my worry about this is every time someone's walking a dog or walking in a neighborhood, you're going to get a 911 call. We already know 911 is overtaxed and stressed and underfunded, and we're still catching up on training people there. That's my worry, is people are going to start freaking out about something it sucks, but it's kind of mundane and not that.
What was that thing where they were trying to convince us that teenagers were running around and smacking our asses? Do you remember that thing?
That was a TikTok thing, yeah.
That scare from some
punching.
Years back?
See, yeah, that's what I'm kind of going in, is like, is this just going to be created unnecessary nuisance for the police? And is this just like a rich neighborhood thing? Last time I hung out with some family, they were like, oh my God, have y'all heard about jugging? Like, there's jugging happening now. And I'm like, jugging has happened since I was in high school.
Right.
And the only reason you know about it is because it happened to like some rich white lady leaving an ATM, whereas a lot of the people are like day laborers. They get paid in cash.
Right.
Or get a check and they go to a gas station. That's usually the targets of jugging, and it's happened forever. It's a very long-running thing, but all of a sudden, like, suburban soccer mom America's scared of it, and I feel like this is the new scare. What's going to happen? You're going to have people call 911 every time kid in a sweatshirt's walking in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you shouldn't report these things to 911. You should report them to your next door account. What is the universe made of?
A strange phenomenon in the Lone Star State.
This program is about unsolved mysteries.
Wait until you see this.
It is now time for Weird or Wired.
It's Matt Bearden for a very special Friday edition of Weird or Wired.
Yeah, I found this ridiculous article about unsolved mysteries of the world. 17 astounding scientific mysteries that researchers still can't solve.
Ooh.
I thought it'd be fun every Friday for the next couple of Fridays if we just brought one of these in. And they're huge, ridiculous questions. The first one, of course, is, what is the universe made out of?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's mostly empty, right? It's dark matter and dark energy.
It looks mostly empty, though if the calculations are to be believed, there's something there that we simply can't see, taste, feel,
dark
touch.
Matter. Yeah, it's like the majority of it, like a large part.
We
but.
See stars, we see comets, we see moons, and we see some planets. All the stars and all the galaxies and all the universe.
All the billions.
They account for a minuscule amount of the matter out there in the universe. In fact, most of the matter in the universe is unseeable, untouchable, and to this day, undiscovered, though we assume it's there because it's the only reason that calculations would work out the way that they do.
Okay.
Yeah. We call it dark matter, right? And it's really hard to wrap your brain around dark matter, because we don't really have the language to discuss it, because it's a thing that doesn't exist.
We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's like, you know, waves or part of like.
It's like it's like when we're talking about sex in front of Spencer.
Yeah, you and I don't know what it is because he's the one out there having it with her mom.
Oh, We got you good. Wait a minute. We got our moms. Not good.
Nah, you don't want to get my mom. She's had better days.
The stuff that makes up
us,
and the stuff that makes up our planet, and the stuff that makes up your dog and your food, and even makes up black holes, everything that we can see here on Earth, it's that's our regular matter, right?
Just,
but they believe that there's
carbon.
Five times more dark matter in the universe than there is of all the stuff that we can see, no measure.
Think of it of like you're sitting in a room and you're looking at Spencer and Matt and there's space in between us that's empty, but it's not empty. That's except hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen. It's little particles.
Right, but there is also empty space. So
in between that empty space,
here's what's crazy.
There's actually something.
It turns out that when you look out into the universe, anything that you can see and look at and what have you, that stuff is actually insanely rare. The stuff that you can see and we think of as being the universe.
Of tangible objects or
that's
whatever.
That's the rare stuff. The stuff that's everywhere is stuff that we don't know what it is. I know this breaks your brain a little bit.
And we can't even measure it. We just know it's there.
Yeah, and actually on these Unsolved Mysteries that we're doing on Fridays, we probably should have warned people to really, really hit the bong right before we got into
it.
This is the kind of stuff you can sit around a dorm room and discuss in a circle.
What if accidentally
hours?
We solved the grand unifying theory of physics here on the show?
You know
it's
what?
Happen.
I am not panicked that that's going to happen. There is not a part of me that's like, oh, I hope, you know what I mean? I just don't see it happening.
No. Just like we don't see dark matter, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, Matt strokes out, my spine breaks, and then you have a concussion, Spencer, and suddenly, we have some kind of demonic, you know what? I don't want no demons in here telling me about dark matter. I want Matt.
I can't really tell you about it. It is one of those great mysteries that we
solved still.
Way that we were searching for, we understood that there were probably atoms and something smaller than atoms, but we didn't know it until we eventually developed the tests where we could find it.
Well,
and so we
quarks and leptons.
That was the huge chunk of the last century. Now we will probably spend the huge chunk of the next century trying to somehow prove that this thing that we're 99% sure is out there is actually out there, because all we can really do is say, yeah, we know it's there, but we have to call it dark matter because we still don't know. We don't even know how to measure it.
We don't, and it's frightening and scary. And it's just it could be subatomic, which has different rules that apply to it than gravity and the larger scale. It's scary. It's all scary. Space can be kind of scary.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you are high or thinking about it late at night, it can give you anxiety.
Well, and you said late at night, and I do want to give you a word to the wise. I started reading about this last night right before I went to bed, after I came home from an awards ceremony and stuff. And I had really messed up dreams, and couldn't fall asleep, because then you just start. So just, this is something to look at noon, okay? Just look at it at noon.
Let's stress the rest of your work day out, not the rest of your sleep night out.
Exactly.
With Matt's unsolved space quandaries. We can't say mysteries, it's copyright.
No.
Did you know? It's not a question, it's a phrase that does just that. Answers something that might have been in your mind like this. Hey, did you know colored toilet paper used to be pretty popular until the 1980s? Then it disappeared. This is what bothers me about did you know. We don't investigate it, but I want to know why it disappeared. Still very popular in France and other areas overseas where they still use toilet paper. But in the United States, there were a lot of different brands of colored toilet paper, and they did it so it would match different bathroom decors.
Okay.
And maybe so you can see that you're getting it all.
I wonder if it's the same thing as like wallpaper being less popular. They're like, let's get rid of the colored toilet paper, the wallpaper.
Yeah, well, wallpaper's making a comeback.
Well, maybe.
So maybe TP, colored TP can too.
There you go.
I mean,
maybe it's a DIY project we could all start. You know? Dye your own toilet paper. That's gotta be healthy.
I bet it's just more expensive to make.
My guess. I know of a site where you can actually get your own toilet paper printed.
You can have.
I have CJ's face printed online.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you know that when the Beatles played in Canada, Ringo Starr was accompanied on stage by a bodyguard and police sharpshooters? He had received several death threats from anti-Semites, and they wanted to make an example of him, an English Jew.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't know he was Jewish or practicing any religion.
What? He's not.
Oh.
He's not. That's the weird thing about it. That's the one major fault in their plan.
Yeah, didn't his whole buddy write a song about no religion, too?
He's literally not Jewish, and he was like, they just somehow... misinformation.
Yay. You know what sucks about that is that energy could have been diverted to old Lennon, John Lennon, and maybe saved him. But yeah, well, they didn't do it.
Unfortunately, was it.
Mm. Oh, well. Did you know... there's a perfume called Surplus that's made from human poop.
Okay. I was going to say, what is it? But no questions asked.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
It's poop. It's fragrant doo-doo.
Speaking of human poop, did you know Justin Bieber is banned in China? In July 2017, the Chinese government banned Justin Bieber from performing in their country. They released a statement later saying, in order to maintain order in the Chinese market and purify the Chinese performance environment, it is not suitable to bring in badly behaved entertainers. There were some typos here, but I got through it.
He was a rapscallion.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's bad. We won't let him come play.
Did you know snakes have forked tongues? We do know that, actually. Yeah. The reason why, or what it allows for them to do, is to smell in three dimensions. Damn. They can pick up odors from slightly different locations, nice. So they're able to tell the direction and the source of the smell.
So they could pick up that perfume I just mentioned pretty easily, I would assume, and where I sprayed it.
Really easily.
Wow.
But I knew they could sniff the air, but I didn't realize it was so...
3D, dude! Yeah, whoa!
That's actually pretty rad. Did you know it's pretty rad? Sorry, go ahead, Spencer.
Did you know? I actually hadn't found another one yet, but I'm going to go with this one. Did you know? Have y'all heard of this Cleopatra girl?
Have you heard this lady?
Did you know Cleopatra often used clever stagecraft to woo potential allies? For example, when she met Mark Antony, she arrived on a golden barge made up to look like the goddess Aphrodite. Antony, who considered himself the embodiment of
Dionysus?
Thank you. He was instantly enchanted. Okay.
Yeah, good for her.
Cool.
It seems cool. to work. She
I took a shot in the dark, and I wasn't that interested in that one, I'll be honest.
Just to do a little kissing. Hey, did you know actor Leonard Nimoy once gave a cab ride to John F. Kennedy, the future president? He was an aspiring actor at the time, Leonard Nimoy, and he said, there's lots of competition in your business, just like in mine. Just remember, there's always room for one more that's good.
Oh, man, I bet that was embarrassing when he told JFK, live long and prosper.
Yeah.
How did that work out, Leonard?
Not too well. Unless you're the two guys on the grassy knoll.
He may not be the first wannabe comedian in Austin, but he is the finest. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.